This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Former Texans wide receiver Cecil Shorts. Cecil, it is great to have you on as always, my friend. How
What's
are
up,
you?
Fellas? What's up, fellas? I'm doing all right.
You're doing good.
Good to see you.
I'm doing well.
Good, man.
Good to see you guys.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to get into with you, man. And let's start right off the top because I teased it a little bit earlier. Noticeable by his absence, really not conspicuous by his absence because we knew he wasn't going to be there yesterday, was Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
So Whitney Mercilus getting plenty of reps at outside linebacker yesterday, but no Jadeveon Clowney, no big surprise. The last time we talked with you about Clowney, you had mentioned July as sort of a soft target, like at least July until we would see Jadeveon Clowney over at NRG Stadium doing anything pertaining to a preseason. What's the latest? You are close with Clowney's circle. What's the latest that you've been hearing on Jadeveon Clowney's situation?
Well, from what I've been hearing from people close to him is that you should not expect him. We shouldn't expect him until September.
That would be week one of the regular season.
Week one of the regular season. He is not expected to come to training camp as of yesterday. So I had a good conversation with some guys yesterday, and they said we probably should not expect him till September. It was some interesting comments going back and forth on the reasons why. But, you know, I don't think it's a surprise, too much of a surprise. I've spoken to some people close to or in the organization of the Texans, Texans organization, and they kind of had a understanding that this possibly could happen. This normally what happens when you have a guy with a kind of can sign a franchise tag or whatnot, but he will not, as of yesterday, he will not be here until September. That's what I'm told.
I'm sure he's disappointed that he doesn't have a long-term deal in place. Would you say he's upset?
Yes. One of the things that came up yesterday when I had a conversation was that they are trying to give him linebacker money. So with that being said, you can have a picture in your head of what the numbers are for linebackers compared to defensive ends. Right?
Sure.
So I think that's the biggest difference between the two sides right now is linebacker money and defensive end money. What does he think he should get and what are they offering?
See, I thought that was resolved when they wrote him that check late last season.
Well, it was for last season. And just to give a little 30 seconds of background on that, he had a fifth-year option last year that was at an outside linebacker number. Mm-hmm. And the Texans ended up making it right with him by paying the difference between a linebacker and a defensive end last season. The franchise tag he's under this year is a linebacker franchise tag number because the Texans don't really have a choice over that. That's a league thing, but if he winds up playing enough snaps at defensive end, they can, like they did last year, Bus, Cook, and Clowney can appeal. The Texans can make it right. I just want to confirm what I think we're hearing from you, Cecil, is that the Texans don't really control whether it's a franchise tag, linebacker, or defensive end. Are you talking about more the long-term contract?
The long-term deal.
Like the multi-year extension the Texans have been proposing linebacker numbers and Clowney and his camp want defensive end numbers.
Yes, they have two different ways of looking at it from what I'm hearing. They are offering him a long-term deal, and from what I'm hearing is linebacker-type money.
Yeah.
And he wants a long-term deal worth a defensive end type of situation, type of contract.
Okay, so look, just to give it some context number-wise here, because the guys we've been continually comparing Clowney to are guys like, I mean, obviously Donald and Mac are top of market.
Right.
Probably more appropriately, DeMarcus Lawrence and Frank Clark
yep.
Who both got around 63, 65 million guaranteed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then there's Dee Ford, who is an outside linebacker. Now, he's a pass rusher, but he's an outside linebacker. Dee Ford was down in that $33, $35 million guaranteed range. And I'll be honest with you, if I'm Clowney and the Texans are offering closer to Dee Ford than DeMarcus Lawrence, I'd be kind of PO'd as well.
Yeah, and I was looking. I went to, I forgot what it's called. Was it Spotrac? And they got all the contracts out there.
So great website.
I'm looking at the outside linebackers. That's what you consider him in this defense, outside linebacker.
He's listed as the Jack linebacker on their depth chart.
So you got Khalil Mack, who's getting whatever he's getting, 90 guaranteed or
that's
whatnot,
right?
I don't expect Clowney to want that because, you know, whatever. And then you have Von Miller, who got 70 guaranteed. The overall deal is like 5 years, $115, $114 million. I can see that in a range where you can pay Clowney and he can be happy with it. That's my guess.
Yeah.
And then under that, it's a big drop off. Mm-hmm. It's a big drop off. And when it comes to, you got like an inside linebacker up there with CJ Mosley, and then you got other guys. But that's what I'm hearing is the issue. Linebacker money, defense to end money.
Well, there's so many potential ramifications of him not showing up until the first week of the regular season. I mean, we've discussed it here before. Last year, it wasn't that he wasn't there, but he was held out of a lot of on-field football activities, and clearly he got off to a slow start. So there's the potential for it to be detrimental for the team and detrimental for him, because I know he probably wants to have a big year to further putting behind all this uncertainty regarding his long-term contract status.
Now, with that being said, Rich, I think one of the things that we talked about yesterday is so huge for him. This is one of the first off seasons he's had where he had no surgeries at all.
Yep.
So he is fully healthy going into the offseason. So right now, I believe he's training in Miami, and he is at a point where he's probably in the best shape of his life at this point. He is in shape. He's working hard. He's working his butt off. And that's huge going into not only a contract year, but for the first time in the offseason, he didn't have to rehab or have therapy on anything.
Right.
So that can be a positive going forward. Now, I'm a big fan of you cannot substitute game reps. You can't substitute practice reps. So will there be an adjustment for him if this does happen and he sits out till September for week one? There will be an adjustment. There will be an adjustment. I don't know if he will have an immediate impact right away that we want him to.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows how long that would take for him to get right back. But if he's healthy going into the season, I think he'll still make a quality impact.
If his goal is to have a career year and erase any doubt about how much he deserves to have that big-time long-term deal, what we're talking about here could be detrimental to him having that career year.
It all depends how he plays. It really does. He has to stay healthy, and he has to play well within the 17 weeks. And I think if he does what he did exactly this year as far as numbers-wise, somebody will pay him. No. Somebody will pay him this year for sure, but somebody next year will definitely go out and give him the money that he deserves.
If he hits the open market, he's going to become the highest-paid defensive player in football because of the dynamics of the open market.
Absolutely.
Donald and Mac set the market. You know, Mac got traded to do it, but Donald signs an extension. You know, when these guys sign extensions to their existing teams, it doesn't allow the true market forces to take the price up.
But
there's a reason Mario Williams wound up being the highest paid defensive player in football at one time.
He could be tagged twice, though, by the Texans.
He could.
Theoretically, three times, but we all know in practicality that's not going to happen.
Now, one thing that did come up yesterday, too, he will not sit the season out. He will play this season.
That's he won't miss games.
He won't miss games.
Game checks are about $1 million a week.
He won't miss games. I wouldn't miss a game either.
No kidding.
That much.
Here's Bill O'Brien yesterday following the first OTA session when asked about Jadeveon Clowney.
You know, I have every belief and trust that JD's working on his own and getting ready for whenever he does decide to show up. You know, JD's played good football for us. You know, he knows what it takes to be ready for training camp and things like that. I'm not saying when he's going to be here. He could be here tomorrow. Okay, so don't put that in the headline. You know what I mean? I have no idea when he's going to be here. It's up to him. But I do know that, you know, we believe in the guys that are here, and we're working hard with those guys right now.
So you said he's in Miami working, and I would assume that the very low on the list of things you need to be concerned about with Jadeveon Clowney is him coming in shape, ready to go.
Yeah, like I said, this is the first offseason in a while. Might be his whole career since, you know, coming in from the draft.
That's true.
Has not had to get any type of surgery. And I've had five surgeries since 2016. I understand how. And if anybody has surgery, you understand how much it takes a toll on your body. So you have to do therapy and rehab on that particular injury, and as well as get in shape with everything else. And,
it's
tough because you fall behind.
Yeah.
And you can't do, like you mentioned, Rich, you can't do everything on the field. They hold you back.
Right.
You want to make sure you're good health-wise for whatever issue is bothering you. And then you got to make sure you're in shape overall. So for him to be in no surgeries and have a whole offseason to himself, and for me to hear that he's in his best shape that he's been in as a pro, is exciting to hear. And he sounds like he's really maturing in a lot of ways.
Well, like I said, last year he got off to a bit of a slow start, and we connected that with his inactivity heading up to the season. So if we're looking at a potentially similar situation heading into this season, I want to ask you about maybe like an intangible, since you were in an NFL locker room for many years. If Clowney shows up for week one, and Clowney is not at his best off the bat, and it's pretty clear he's needed maybe a few games to get to where the level we're accustomed to seeing him play, Does that impact his equity with teammates in that locker room at all?
No, no, because they know what he can do, and as long as he gets to it within due time. Now, if he waits till half the year, he might start hearing some birds chirping and saying some things. But if it takes a 2 or 3 games, even 4 games, the guys understand and they know what type of player and what he brings to the table. They know they're better with him, right? And I think it's huge because say something does happen, you have a wit right there that's ready to go.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You have somebody there in place to play Clowney's role or whatnot. What worries me personally is the tension. So when he comes back, right, will it be tension between him and B.O.B.? Will that affect his play? Will that affect their relationship? Will there be tension between Gain and him or the higher-ups in the organization? You know what I mean? That's something to think about that we don't we don't see all the time.
Yeah.
But you can feel when you're in the locker room. He can feel, and he will know personally if there's any tension like that, or can they just leave it alone and let them just play ball?
And I would assume other guys feel that too, right? I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's something, a player that of that magnitude, it's something that could pervade the locker room.
It could really hurt the locker room if it gets too big and they let it get out of hand.
And there's not a lot of wiggle room early in the season on this schedule.
Oh, because, God,
there's no burn-in period on this schedule. It's Monday night in New Orleans starting this thing off, and it's a gauntlet for the next 7 games or the next 6 games after that. So if we're just resetting here, Cecil Shorts in studio with us here for his weekly visit. Jadeveon Clowney, according to sources close to Clowney, it'll be September before he is here doing things with his teammates. But expect him to be here in time for week 1 of the regular season.
Absolutely.
And it's linebacker money versus defensive end money. And John McClain's been saying that at the end of the day, that all these things about worker be this and worker be that, and they, you know, this guy doesn't like that guy or whatever. At the end of the day, they've got a number and the Texans have a number, and those numbers are very, very far apart.
Yeah, this is great info, Cecil.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.